it was a great process for me. Came into a situation where Mike Ditka didn't care what round you were drafted in, he just wanted you to play. And he gave me the opportunity to play him and Willie Shaw, who was a defensive back coach at that time, had told me from day one that they'd give me the opportunity to come in and play and compete, and they were true to their word. It was great because, you know, when we first got here, the Saints weren't doing well. And, you know, there was a lot of turmoil, and Dickie came in and really gave us that toughness that we needed. And then from there on, we just picked up and got better and better year after year. And then Hazlitt took over, and he instilled that discipline that we needed to go further. And offense started taking off, and we gelled as a team, and the community got behind us, and we were able to get that first win. I tell everybody everywhere I go that there is nothing like playing for. There's nothing, no other team, NFL team that I've played for, nor other NFL team that I've experienced or seen has a fan base like the New Orleans Saints. They live and die for the Saints, and they feel like the Saints are theirs. You go to all these other cities, and they have other different teams, pro basketball teams, baseball teams, but the Saints originally was the New Orleans Saints, was part of the community. And it's one of the funniest places I've ever been, because when you go down the street and you talk to a Saints fan, they're so passionate. They know everything about the past, the present, and the future. They're going to predict the future for you as well. So, and they welcome you in with open arms. You know, you can just sit on somebody. You'll walk down the street, sit on the porch with somebody and talk football. You know, the fans, you know, they look at you. We're all one. So they're behind you.